While Ben Malcolm says he wouldn't want to go back to North Korea, there are some North Korean defectors who do want to return. Reporter Jason Struthers spoke with one North Korean who escaped his country but now wants back in.
Since his own defection in 2002, Son Jung-hoon has helped other North Koreans escape and resettle here in South Korea. That's why so many people were surprised when he announced earlier this year that he wants to go home.
No one had ever asked to redefect to North Korea before. The government said it's illegal. There's no way to return.
Son wants to go home because he's ill. He says his liver is failing and he wants to see his family in Pyongyang again before he dies. He's 48 and he's also broke. He couldn't pay back a loan and lost his apartment and most of his belongings. Now he regrets coming to South Korea and he claims he's not the only one.
I'm not making this up. 80 out of 100 defectors say they'd go back to North Korea to be with their families if it weren't for the punishment they'd receive there. They'd go even if it meant they'd only be able to eat corn porridge.
Son says since going public with his request to redefect, he's been put on an overseas travel ban. But some other refugees have made it all the way back home. Over the past year, a handful of one-time defectors have shown up on North Korean TV. They say the South Korean government lured them with promises of money. But in the end, leaving the motherland turned out to be a horrible mistake. Some refugee advocates here say around 100 North Koreans have quietly slipped back across the border. South Korea's Ministry of Unification confirms that 13 defectors have returned, although three have since come back to the South. Koo Byung-sam heads the ministry's resettlement program. They might have been persuaded by Pyongyang to return, he says, or they might feel nostalgic and miss their families, and some just might not have adjusted to life here. For many defectors, not adjusting means no jobs, failed businesses, and growing debt. Kim Seok-woo, a former Unification Ministry official, says many go bankrupt after paying back the brokers that brought them and their families to the South.
They have to pay $2,000 to those brokers, even though they receive around $40,000 from the government. They have to pay down payment for their apartment or something like that, and then a sum of money remain in their hands.
Kim says the government should increase its resettlement stipend. He adds that other defectors can help too. They can serve as positive examples for newly arrived refugees to show it's possible to be successful in South Korea. 27-year-old Kim Eun-ju could be one of those role models. I met her in a cafe near Seoul's Seogang University, where she's in her final semester. She's also an author with a new memoir out. Kim defected as a teenager. She says she wouldn't call herself a success just yet, but she's on her way. And she says she couldn't have done it alone.
To make it in South Korea, we shouldn't feel ashamed to ask for help. I received a lot of assistance from others, and it got me where I am now. There is bias against North Koreans here, but there are many people who want to help too.
Kim says defectors who think they can escape their problems by going back are mistaken. But Son Jung-hoon, the refugee who wants to return to Pyongyang, says he has fewer people to turn to than ever before.
Other defectors in the community are worried about speaking with me. The South Korean police are monitoring me and also contacting anyone who's spoken to me. My friends don't want to be investigated. My social life is pretty bad right now.
Son says that makes life in South Korea a lot like life in North Korea. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.